FSI Italian, Unit 11. Listen to the following sound and repeat.
O. O. O.
Frame 2. Because the vowel you just heard sounds somewhat like the first vowel sound heard in the English word 40, what is the name we have given it?
O. O.
The answer is vowel 40. Remember that vowel 40 is an open vowel. Keep your mouth relatively open and rounded throughout the production of the sound.
O. O.
Now listen to the following new sound.
O. O. O.
The vowel you just heard differs from vowel 40 in several ways. One difference has to do with the relative openness of the mouth. The mouth is open more for vowel 40 than for this vowel.
O. O. O.
As a matter of fact, the position of the mouth should be the same for this new vowel as it is for vowel 2. Listen to both these vowels.
O. U. O. U.
This new vowel you have been hearing should remind you a little of the vowel sound heard in the English word 4, though the Italian vowel is somewhat shorter. It is pronounced with the mouth relatively closed and rounded. We shall refer to this vowel from now on as vowel 4. It is always represented by the letter O. Listen carefully, but do not repeat.
O. O. O.
Listen to the following English words. Low. O. Joe. Go. Do. Notice that they all rhyme. Low. O. Joe. Go. Do. The Italian hearing these words would represent what he hears as follows. Low. O. Joe. Go. Do. In other words, what the Italian hears in these English utterances is vowel 4 followed by the semi-vowel represented here as shown. Listen again and repeat. Lo. O. Joe. Go. Do. If, from these utterances, one were to drop the semi-vowel, they would all end in vowel 4, and, as Italian syllables, they would then be represented in Italian as lo, o, jo, go, do. The important thing to remember in pronouncing vowel 4 in Italian is that the mouth should be in a closed and rounded position to begin with, and that this pursed position should be maintained throughout the production of the sound. Even the slightest forward movement of the lips during the production of the sound can convey to the Italian that you are saying O instead of O. Repeat the following utterances as presented. Notice that you will be alternating between O and O. Lo, lo, o, o, jo, jo, go, go, do. Frame 15. Now you will be given some of the 10 utterances of frame 14. Write what an Italian would write for each utterance. Lo. Go. O. Do. Jo. For frame 15, you should have written lo. go, o, do, jo. Frame 17. Here are five more examples. Write what an Italian would write for each utterance. Jo, do, o, go, lo. For frame 17, you should have written jo, do, o, go, lo. Frame 19. Now try this test involving 15 utterances. Write what an Italian would write for each utterance.
Go, Joe, lo, jo, do, go, o, go, lo, jo, lo, o, do.
For frame 19, you should have written go, jo, lo, jo, do, do, go, o, go, lo, jo, lo, o, do. If out of the 15 utterances you got fewer than 11 correct, you should return to frame 11 and review from there until you do get more than 10 correct. Then proceed with frame 21. If out of the 15 utterances you got more than 10 correct, proceed with 21. Conventional Italian spelling does not differentiate between vowel 40 and vowel 4. Both are represented by the letter O. Thus,
voto,
which is a word for void, vacuum, empty space, and
voto,
which is the word for grade, mark, vote, vowel, are both normally represented as V-O-T-O. As can be seen from the preceding example, the difference between vowel 40 and vowel 4 is important when it is related to a difference in the meanings of words. It has been found, however, that such is the case with these two vowels only when they appear in the stressed position of a word. In unstressed positions, it is not important to make a clear distinction between the two vowel sounds, and in unstressed positions, either vowel 4 or a vowel somewhat intermediate in quality between vowel 40 and vowel 4 is, for all practical purposes, perfectly acceptable. Even in the stressed position of a word, however, not all speakers, whether educated or not, conform to the dictionary pronunciation of words with vowel 40 or vowel 4. Thus, although the dictionary pronunciation of the word for grade or vote is
voto,
some speakers do say
voto
for grade or vote. These units will continue to make a distinction between stressed a and stressed o according to the dictionary pronunciation. The former will generally be represented as shown, and the latter as shown. In the few cases in which the Florentine and the Roman pronunciations differ, the symbol shown will be used to represent a Florentine a, but a Roman o, for the same word, and the symbol shown will be used to represent a Florentine o, but a Roman a, for the same word. Thus, there is a poetic word for uncut or unshaven, which would be written intonso, with a mark shown over the first O, thereby indicating that one is likely to hear a stressed A in the Florentine pronunciation, but a stressed O in the Roman version. The word for vogue or fashion would be written V-O-G-A with a mark shown over the O to indicate that one is likely to hear a stressed O in the Florentine pronunciation, but a stressed A in the Roman version. It is important to remember that what these units are indicating is simply a guide. If at any time the instructor's pronunciation varies from this guide, the student should be ready to accept such variation and try to imitate his instructor. The following is the Florentine pronunciation of the Italian word for yoke. Listen carefully and repeat.
Giogo. Giogo. Giogo.
In this pronunciation, the word for yoke contains a stressed vowel for, followed by an unstressed vowel for. Make sure that you do not add the semi-vowel shown to either of these vowel fours.
Giogo. Giogo.
Now look at the way the word is spelled. Observe how G-I before O stands for the consonant sound in Gina, and that the letter I serves to show that the syllable here is not go.
Giogo. Giogo.
Now here is the word for sirloin. Repeat.
Lombo. Lombo. Lombo.
Now we have the word for a male pigeon or dove. It is also the Italian version of Columbus. Repeat.
Colombo. Colombo. Colombo.
If the final vowel of this word is changed to vowel 1, we have the word for a female pigeon or dove. It is also a girl's name. Repeat.
Colomba. Colomba. Colomba.
Here are four Italian given names containing vowel 4. The first two are feminine names and the last two are masculine names. Repeat.
Colomba. Tosca. Gosto. Noè.
Now here are four Italian given names containing vowel 40. Again, the first two are feminine names and the last two are masculine names. Repeat.
Lola. Tonia. Cola. Tonio.
As you have probably noticed, many feminine given names in Italian end in vowel 1. Some exceptions are
Cleo, Sappho,
and
Mimi,
a variant of
Nina.
Most masculine given names in Italian end in vowel 4. Some exceptions are
Cola,
which is short for
Nicola,
related to the English Nicholas.
Luca,
related to the English Luke or Lucas.
Noè,
related to the English Noah.
Giovanni,
related to the English John. Many Italian given names have both masculine and feminine forms. In such cases, the masculine name often ends in vowel 4, and the feminine name most usually ends in vowel 1. Frame 41. Thus, what would the masculine counterpart of Tina be? The answer is
Tino.
Frame 42. What would the masculine counterpart of Augusta be? The answer is
Augusto.
Some names, however, have only a masculine form or only a feminine form. There is no feminine counterpart of the masculine
Nicola,
for example. Similarly, there is no masculine counterpart of the feminine
Bianca.
Frame 44. Translate the following model into English.
C'è Aldo?
No, Aldo non c'è. C'è Alda. The answer is Aldo around, or in, or there? No, Aldo isn't. Alda is. Frame 45. You will now hear a series of questions based on the preceding model. Give a complete response patterned after the model. Make sure that the second name you mention always ends in vowel 1. Your response will be confirmed each time. Number 1.
C'è Aldo?
No, Aldo non c'è, c'è Alda. Number 2.
C'è Antonio?
No, Antonio non c'è, c'è Antonia. Number 3.
C'è Augusto?
No, Augusto non c'è, c'è Augusta. Number 4.
C'è Dino?
No, Dino non c'è, c'è Dina. Number 5.
C'è Donato?
No, Donato non c'è, c'è Donata. Number 6.
C'è Fabio?
No, Fabio non c'è, c'è Fabia. Number 7.
C'è Fausto?
No, Fausto non c'è, c'è Fausta. Number 8.
C'è Flavio?
No, Flavio non c'è, c'è Flavia. Number 9.
C'è Gino?
No, Gino non c'è, c'è Gina. Number 10.
C'è Giovanni?
No, Giovanni non c'è, c'è Giovanna. Number 11.
C'è Leo?
No, Leo non c'è, c'è Lea. Number 12.
C'è Lino?
No, Lino non c'è, c'è Lina. Number 13.
C'è Livio?
No, Livio non c'è, c'è Livia. Number 14.
C'è Nando?
No, Nando non c'è, c'è Nanda. Number 15.
C'è Nino?
No, Nino non c'è, c'è Nina. Number 16.
C'è Pino?
No, Pino non c'è, c'è Pina. Number 17.
C'è Silvio?
No, Silvio non c'è, c'è Silvia. Number 18.
C'è Tino?
No, Tino non c'è, c'è Tina. Frame 46. From the preceding exercise, you may have noticed that all the masculine names ended in vowel 4 except for one name. What was that name? The answer is
Giovanni.
Frame 47. Now you will be given a series of questions involving feminine names. Give a complete response patterned after the model of frame 44, but this time be very careful to make the second name that you mention end in vowel 4. Remember, do not add any semi-vowel after vowel 4. Your response will be confirmed each time. Number 1.
C'è Alda?
No, Alda non c'è, c'è Aldo. Number 2.
C'è Antonia?
No, Antonia non c'è, c'è Antonio. Number 3.
C'è Augusta?
No, Augusta non c'è, c'è Augusto. Number 4.
C'è Dina?
No, Dina non c'è, c'è Dino. Number 5.
C'è Donata?
No, Donata non c'è, c'è Donato. Number 6.
C'è Fabia?
No, Fabia non c'è, c'è Fabio. Number 7.
C'è Fausta?
No, Fausta non c'è, c'è Fausto. Number 8.
C'è Flavia?
No, Flavia non c'è, c'è Flavio. Number 9.
C'è Gina?
No, Gina non c'è, c'è Gino. Number 10.
C'è Giovanna?
No, Giovanna non c'è, c'è Giovanni. Number 11.
C'è Lea?
No, Lea non c'è, c'è Leo. Number 12.
C'è Lina?
No, Lina non c'è, c'è Lino. Number 13.
C'è Livia?
No, Livia non c'è, c'è Livio. Number 14.
C'è Nanda?
No, Nanda non c'è, c'è Nando. Number 15.
C'è Nina?
No, Nina non c'è, c'è Nino. Number 16.
C'è Pina?
No, Pina non c'è, c'è Pino. Number 17.
C'è Silvia?
No, Silvia non c'è, c'è Silvio. Number 18.
C'è Tina?
No, Tina non c'è, c'è Tino. Test A. You will hear 25 utterances, each said twice. Each utterance will contain a stressed, rounded vowel, that is, vowel 2, vowel 4, or vowel 40. For each utterance, write the letter that appropriately represents the stressed vowel, as indicated below. Number 1.
Su. Su.
Number 2.
Scopo. Scopo.
Number 3.
So. So.
Number 4.
Botti. Botti.
Number 5.
Bulla. Bulla.
Number 6.
Bolla. Bolla.
Number 7.
Fossi. Fossi.
Number 8.
Colto. Colto.
Number 9.
Moto. Moto.
Number 10.
Volto. Volto.
Number 11.
Molta. Molta.
Number 12.
Volto. Volto.
Number 13.
Posti. Posti.
Number 14.
Multa. Multa.
Number 15.
Voto. Voto.
Number 16.
Muto. Muto.
Number 17.
Botti. Botti.
Number 18.
Butti. Butti.
Number 19.
Coi. Coi.
Number 20.
Popo. Popo.
Number 21.
Voto. Voto.
Number 22.
Tosco. Tosco.
Number 23.
Colto. Colto.
Number 24.
Cui. Cui.
Number 25.
Tosco. Tosco.
Test B. You will hear 25 names, each said twice. Each name is spelled with the letter O on the end. Some of the names will be pronounced correctly with a final vowel 4, but others will be mispronounced because a semi-vowel will follow vowel 4. For each utterance, put a check in the appropriate column according to whether the name is pronounced correctly or mispronounced. Number 1. Adolfo. Adolfo. Number 2.
Alano. Alano.
Number 3.
Aldo. Aldo.
Number 4.
Alfio. Alfio.
Number 5.
Alfonso. Alfonso.
Number 6.
Antonio. Antonio.
Number 7.
Augusto. Augusto.
Number 8.
Beniamino. Beniamino.
Number 9.
Dino. Dino.
Number 10.
Donato. Donato.
Number 11.
Elio. Elio.
Number 12.
Fausto.
Fausto. Number 13.
Gino.
Gino. Number 14.
Guido.
Guido. Number 15.
Leo. Leo.
Number 16.
Livio.
Livio. Number 17.
Nando.
Nando. Number 18.
Nino.
Nino. Number 19.
Quinto.
Quinto. Number 20.
Silvio.
Silvio. Number 21.
Tano.
Tano. Number 22.
Tino.
Tino. Number 23.
Ugo.
Ugo. Number 24.
Cleo.
Cleo. Number 25.
Sappho.
Sappho. This is the end of the recorded portion for Unit 11.